Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновіші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Gentlemen, are we on there? All right, we're on. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on the airwaves of 7:30 a.m. WPIT and streaming live over the internet, WPITAM.com. Before we get into today's show, I want to give a shout out to all my Sloviani costume peeps who are still down the hall taking all the costumes that Sloviani owns, cataloging them, making sure that they're where they're supposed to be, and putting them in superb order. So who are these peeps I'm talking about? Well, we got Kathy and Mick. We got Katie, Allie, and Elena. We got Andy and Steph, and I think Cindy also helped a little bit there, too. So I want to give a shout-out to my peeps down in the rocks, down in the bottoms at Holy Ghost, working up the costumes so we can have a great performance with good costumes on May 21st, and we'll talk to you more about that throughout the next coming weeks. It is the second Sunday of Lent for both Orthodox and Catholics, and it is the feast of St. Gregory Palamos and the Sunday of the Paralytic Man. And we will talk about our dedications for today's show in memory of Metropolitan Nicholas. We'll talk about him in just a couple minutes. Passed away just a little bit after the show last week, so we weren't able to give you that sad news. And also remembering my dad, Jack Paloka, today. It was 1 year ago that we laid him to rest. So Vichnaya Yich Pamyat to both of them. So today we start with our Lenten hymn. This is Preter pivoi za nas trasi. It is with deep sadness that we announce the passing of Metropolitan Nicholas of the American Carpatha Russian Orthodox Diocese of the United States. His Eminence, Metropolitan Nicholas, spiritual leader of the American Carpatha Russian Orthodox Diocese, reposed in the Lord last Sunday, March 13th, after waging a courageous battle with cancer. Metropolitan Nicholas was born on February 23rd, 1936. The son of the late Anna Toten and Andrew Smishko, he is a priestly vocation from St. John the Baptist Church in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. After graduating from Perth Amboy High School, he entered Christ the Savior Seminary in Johnstown to study for the Holy Priesthood. Upon graduation, he was ordained on January 11th, 1959, by Bishop Orestes in Perth Amboy. His first pastorate was Saints Peter and Paul Church in Winbur, Pennsylvania, where he served until 1962. A new phase of his life began when he embarked on a year's study at the renowned Patriarchal Theological Academy in Halki, Constantinople. Upon his return to the United States, he was then assigned as Prefect of Discipline at Christ the Savior Seminary in Johnstown, and served several parishes in the Johnstown area before relocating in 1971 to New York City, where he served as pastor of St. Nicholas Church. He was elevated to the rank of Archmandrite in 1976 and was elected by the Holy Synod of the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople as an auxiliary bishop for the Ukrainian Orthodox Diocese of America, and was consecrated as bishop on March 13, 1983. Following the death of Bishop John Martin in September of 1984, Bishop Nicholas was chosen as the third ruling hierarch of the Carpatho-Russian Diocese and was enthroned in Christ the Savior Cathedral by His Eminence, Archbishop Iakovos, on April 19, 1985. He was elevated to the rank of Metropolitan by His All-Holiness, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, on November 24, 1997. Over his many years of service to Christ and His Holy Church, His Eminence has proven to be a worthy leader and laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. In recognition for his labors, he was the recipient of St. Cyril Methodius Award, given by the Orthodox Church of Czechoslovakia, and the St. Sava Award from Patriarch Pavel of the Serbian Orthodox Church, and an honorary Doctor of Divinity degree from Holy Cross School of Theology. May Almighty God rest His newly departed servant, our God-living Metropolitan Nicholas, in the heavenly mansions where there is neither sickness, sorrow, or pain, but life everlasting. May his memory be eternal, Vichnaya Pamyat Vladiko. And we have some takes from his funeral coming up right next, and I'll give you a web address to go to so you can see everything. As we're trying to cue this up here, for archives of the Parastas, the Panahida, and the funeral, go to this website from the American Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Church, www.metropolitan.acrod.org.
Thank you.
One of the big things that Metropolitan Nicholas was into was teaching the young ones your Rusyn language. And I have a report here. It is in Slovak language. It's from the TV station Markiza in Bratislava, Slovakia. And Markiza is one of the best, according to me, television stations in Slovakia. And for those of you that understand Rusyn, we'll have no problem understanding this. And those of you that understand Slovak or Czech or Ukrainian will have no problem understanding this. It's about the teaching of Rusyn to the grade school kids in a village called Chabina, which is not far from Mezilaborce.
Jedna trieda v celej škole, jedna učiteľka a riaditeľka zároveň. Takto to vyzerá v základnej škole v obci Čabiny pri Medzilaborciach. Pochváliť sa však môže aj inou zvláštnosťou, ktorá zaujala aj kolegu Pavla Siváka.
V tejto škole sa deti učia čítať, písať či počítať nielen po slovensky, ale i po rusínsky. Je to totiž jediná škola na Slovensku s vyučovacím jazykom rusínskym. Momentálne ju navštevuje 15 žiakov, 9 tretiakov a 6 prvákov.
10.
Išlo o to, aby sme presvedčili rodičov, že sa oplatí zriadiť túto školu.
V Čabinách po rusínsky hovoria takmer v každej domácnosti.
Ja s rodičmi rozprávam vždycky po rusínsky, pretože oni sú tiež rusnáci, aj babka, aj detko, všetci.
Mám tu veľa kamarátkov i kamarátiv.
Mne sa v tejto škole páči strašne, pretože nás pani učiteľka učí všelijaké pesničky rusínske.
Siďak píšu i čítajú, siďak píšu i čítajú.
Vyučovací deň prebieha tak ako aj na slovenských školách, akurát tu máme ešte aj rusínsky jazyk, ktorý máme každý deň.
Riaditeľka hovorí o snahe uchovať rusínsky jazyk. Pred rokmi bol kodifikovaný a má svoju spisovnú podobu. Znalosť azbuky môže deťom v budúcnosti pomôcť.
Keby chceli študovať aj ruský jazyk v budúcnosti, tak aj v tom môžu využiť.
V tej rečovej podobe neviem, aspoň si myslím, že stále budú niesť to niečo svoje z domu, hej, že sú Rusyni a nemusia sa za to hanbiť.
Aj keď je to škola malá, finančné problémy má rovnaké než ktorákoľvek iná. Rezervy sa však nájdu aj tu, no s rusínskym jazykom nesúvisia.
Naši žiaci majú všetko, čo potrebujú. Majú učebné pomôcky, majú knihy a na rozdiel od slovenských kníh, tak tie rusínske knihy máme.
Naša hodina skončila, máme teper prestávku. Dovidenia.
All right, that was our good friend Pavel Sivak, who is Rusyn from Svidnik, and he's also head of the paper up there in the Svidnik area. Good friend of ours. We're also remembering today not only Metropolitan Nicholas, but my dad, Jack Poloka, who we laid to rest 1 year ago today. It's hard to believe it's been a year, but it has been a year, and we are learning to get along with our lives without the colorful quotations and things that my dad would say. I know there's a show out there on CBS, Bleep My Dad Says, and it has William Shatner in it. And I haven't watched the show, but it's catching my interest now because I know my dad would just say things, and that's the way he was, and that's why we loved him. And hopefully in the last year, trying to keep up the work that he started with Slaviani Folk Ensemble, continuing the radio show and everything else. I know he would have been quite disappointed in the Pitt Panthers' subpar performance yesterday in the NCAA third round, losing to Butler, but I did enough yelling at the television last night to make up for him. So he was a big, huge college basketball fan, loved watching the NCAA tournaments as well as the different conference tournaments, March Madness time, and we do remember him today, because it was 1 year ago that we did lay him to rest. And the next song we have is for him. This is the duo that he loved to hear the most, Anna Porachova and Anna Machoshkova. This was recorded when we were in Prešov in 2009 at the Rusyn Heritage Tour of Slovakia. And if you listen closely, you can hear him singing it in the background. This is Zaspivajme sobi.
Yeah.
So in memory of Metropolitan Nicholas and my dad, we say to you, Vichnaya ich pamyat, we know you're listening up there in heaven, and I know you guys are talking to each other. Whenever we had different events for the CRS that involved meeting Metropolitan Nicholas, they're both very... candid type people that they said what they felt and they meant what they said. And I know they're up there talking and saying some good stuff up there. So, Vichnaya Pamyat to both of you. The Carpatha Rusyn Society is hosting its 11th Rusyn Heritage Tour. This is scheduled for July 14th through 26th, 2011. The purpose of this tour is to experience Rusyn culture fully, its art, music, lifestyle, churches, cultural achievements, as well as to have time to do some research, find relatives, visit relatives, go shopping, and do all things Rusyn. We are looking for the first 35 people that are interested in this tour. Please call John Rigetti if you are interested. His number is area code 412-749-0675. Visit the cathedrals in Mukachevo. Well, not in Mukachevo. Actually, it's the cathedral in Uzhhorod, my mistake. And also in Preshow. Visit the wooden churches in Borodion Svidnik. Go see the museum of Nikifor. Sorry. In Krynica. Go to Gorlice. Go to Zindranova, where Fedor Gorch has the Lemko Museum. And go shopping in Košice. Again, that is the Carpatha Rusyn Society's 11th Rusyn Heritage Tour scheduled for July 14th through 26th, 2011. For more information and all the requirements, please call John Rigetti at area code 412-749-0675. Next on our hit parade today, we go to Vojvodina. This is Sanja Poldruhi with My Garden, or Moja Zahradka.
Jeszcze se noši i hefti najkraši časi čuvam u duhov svoji i hefti najkraši časi čuvam u duhov svoji jedna ruža červena za peršu ljubav zna ona čuva nam ta
The new, I just cannot talk today, Mark. We were just talking about that a second ago.
Well, if you had this all written out on a script with your times and everything.
I know. My dad's up there going, wow, this is what you get for not having a script. Wow, what do you think? Huh? Well, let me try this again. The New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society presents We Are All Warhol's Children, Andy's Afterlife as a Rusyn Icon. This will take place this Thursday, the 24th of March at 6:30 p.m. at Seton Hall University, Fahey Hall, room 236. For more information about that, please call Jerry Chanda at area code 609-882-4872. Again, that is New Jersey chapter. We Are All Warhol's Children, Andy's Afterlife as a Rusyn Icon. And on Saturday the 26th, the New Jersey chapter will be featuring a movie called Shadows of a Forgotten Ancestors, a movie of life in the Carpathians. This will take place at Patterson University, room 2012. That's located in Wayne, New Jersey. Free admission, and it is open to the public. For information, please call Jerry Chanda again at 609-882-4872. And we go into next, Folklorny Subor Makovica. My dad liked this group a lot. This is Hancho Mancho and Vino Vino.
Hancho Mancho, Leni Vajsa. Na nedělu zejdeme šam. Ve dverka otvoriš a já zavřem. Ve posti posteliš a já letem. Ve dverka otvoriš a já zavřem.
Lehnu sobi na pozdilku, a ty gumi. Żutkio ljude powidaju, cię to szumni. Do sutnia na kadrys, do sutnia spać. Nieba boju sutniu velorajbać. Do sutnia na kadrys, do sutnia spać. Nieba boju sutniu velorajbać. Čapinu na tu vojnu s fašistami piti. Jak ja pidu na tu vojnu, možeš a ne vernu, nek mi ne gulja s kanona lepša pere vernu. Jak učuješ moja mila, že ja gulja bila,
The Sixth Egg Extravaganza will be held at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, located 201 East Main Street, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, on Sunday, April 10th, from noon until 5 p.m. This year, the Egg Extravaganza is being sponsored by Greek Catholic Union Lodge 81, local egg artists, and the St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. At least 20 tri-state egg artists will be demonstrating, displaying, and selling their particular art, which will include Eastern European pisanka. In addition to the egg artists, there will be an egg marketplace featuring egg dyes, beeswax, tools, books, videos, and pisanki kits for sale. Traditional items used in Easter baskets will also be available, such as embroidered covers, candles, lamb butter molds, egg wraps, parish cookbooks, and much more. A parish bake sale will include long rolls, including nut, apricot, poppy seed, and cottage cheese, Pascha bread, small nut rolls, cookies, homemade candies, and many more delicious goodies. A Lenten luncheon menu, including St. John's famous pierogi, halushki, pierogi pizza, and soups, will be available for purchase. There is no fee. Door prizes will be awarded throughout the day. So that is Sunday, April 10th. From noon until 5, the 6th Egg Extravaganza. We'll tell you about it the next couple weeks. But if you want more information, please call the church office, 724-438-6027 or 724-438-8412. Next, we go to Lemkovina. This is Lastivochka with Uj Zavili Zelene Jahode. And it is our last announcement for the day. On Saturday, April 16th, our friends down the road, the Slovaks, are going to be offering a Slovak Mass and Easter Customs Breakfast to be held, as I said, on Saturday, the 16th of April at St. Adalbert's Church, which is located 160 South 15th Street in South Side, Pittsburgh, South Side. 10:45 a.m., they'll have a recitation of the Rosary in Slovak. 11 a.m., a Slovak Mass. And at Prince of Peace Parish Center, the sample of Slovak Easter foods, Paska sweetbread, Šunka ham, Sirek Easter cheese, and Hrin beets and horseradish at 12 noon. They'll also have homemade baked goods, craft demonstrations, cultural display, imported Slovak gifts, Slovak auction and raffles. For more information about this Slovak Mass and Easter custom breakfast, please contact 412-481-8380. I thank you for joining us today. It was kind of tough talking today, but we got through it. We hope to see you again next week right here on the Carpathian Russian Society Heritage Program. Have a good one. See you next time. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуеме, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.